This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Democrat Barack Obama tried to shore up support yesterday in Pennsylvania, a swing state that seems to be swinging his way, while John McCain was trying to scramble back into contention in Iowa, a swing state that was Republican in 2004. We have reports from both places, beginning with NPR's David Greene in Philadelphia.
People arrived at dawn yesterday, waiting for Obama in Progress Plaza. The shopping area in Philadelphia was developed in the 60s to encourage more African Americans to own businesses.
Now I'm happy. I can't wait to see Obama.
You're dancing to the music a little bit?
Yeah.
Ophelia Bowen said she's counting down the days to the election.
I think he is what the country needs right now. A breath of fresh air, a steady hand. A man who has the vision.
Ophelia's city of Philadelphia helped deliver Pennsylvania to Democrats Al Gore and John Kerry. And when Governor Ed Rendell came out to introduce Obama, he said the city has to come through again.
I want to tell you something that's very sobering, and I want you to listen. In the primary, only 53% of the registered voters in Philadelphia turned out. Ladies and gentlemen, 24 days from today, 53% will not cut it.
No excuses on voting day, Rendell said.
And I don't care how long the lines are, nobody leaves, right?
When Obama made his way on stage, he said he had a thank you to make to his opponent, John McCain. He said he appreciated what McCain said on Friday when he attacked once again, but also called Obama a decent person and said nobody should be afraid of him. In Philadelphia, Obama sent this message back.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Senator McCain has served this country with honor. He deserves our thanks for that. But when it comes to the economy and what families here in Pennsylvania are going through, Senator McCain still doesn't get it.
And oh yes, Obama added, he still expects plenty of attacks from the Republican side these next few weeks. But he said it would be different in 2008.
It's not going to work, not this time. Not this time. The times are too serious.
Today, Obama will be back in another big swing state in the region, Ohio, where he will warm up for Wednesday's final presidential debate. David Greene, NPR News, traveling with the Obama campaign.